And what we're looking at today is a group called Wellways, assisting communities through direct connection. And I'd like to say hello to Chantelle Henry. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
And Chantelle, what does the group Wellways actually do?
Okay, so Wellways, we're a community service organisation.
So we work with people with severe and persistent mental illness. We also have NDIS services, so we do coordination of support. We have peer workers that work alongside our recovery workers. So we do quite a lot within the community.
Amazing, yes. How long has this been going?
So Wellways is an organisation?
Yes.
Oh, look, lots of years. So
really?
We were Aspire, first off, in Launceston, and we amalgamated with Wellways. So, yeah, so I think we've got about 3,000 staff
over all
of Australia, and, yeah, we work all over Tasmania. So we have offices in Burnie and Hobart as well.
Amazing. Now, you've actually moved into Georgetown itself, haven't you, as far as not as a presence, but you're down here actually going to people's homes and so forth and meeting them and that type of thing.
Yeah, definitely. So that's the ACDC project. So that's one of our other projects that we work along Mental Health Council of Australia with. And so the project is assisting communities through direct connection. So it's a door knocking program that we have two workers, Lucy and James. So they will come, they'll drop off a pamphlet in your letterbox, and then a couple of days later they'll come back, knock on the door and ask, you know, householders around their social emotional well-being. So it could be of the individual householder, it could be of family and friends. So, yeah, just opening up that door to have a conversation around mental health and social emotional well-being.
Amazing. How are you finding the uptake? Like, are they being welcomed?
Yeah, mostly, Kevin. Yep, they're mostly being welcomed. So, yeah, a lot of people are actually having conversation, which is great.
Yes. I know when I was growing up as a young man, it was something that men didn't talk about. It was the thing that, you know, get over it, mate. You know, we'll go shooting or we'll go and do something else. And then I remember, you know, we had the black dog and we had all these other things that came along, and it started to open a few conversations that men weren't feeling so uneasy about talking to mates about it. And so these sort of programs, if somebody says to you, well, look, I'm not doing very well, and I think that I do need assistance in some area, where do you hand them to from there?
Okay, so it's a matter of getting consent, obviously, from them to have it, to find the services that they may need. So it could be anything around, it could be around their mental health. It could be any sort of needs that they might need, Kevin. So we've got the fridge magnet there with some services on it. And then if they don't know of a service, then the people connectors will go out and they'll find the appropriate service for the actual individual.
Okay, so what would some of these services be?
Okay, so it could be our organisation, so Wellways. We have workers that work with people from 16 to 65. It could be adult community mental health, could be older people's mental health. If it's children, it could be child and adolescent mental health services. So there's quite a lot of services out there, Kevin, but it's just a matter of, you know, having those conversations so then, you know, the people can actually find those services.
Right, so these then they might, it could even involve things like transport, being able to get to appointments and this type of thing. So that can be arranged through this program.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, so it could be transport, could be any needs. So it's really just opening the door to have those conversations about what people may need. And it's also evaluating what gaps are there as well. So
once they find, okay, there's a major gap here, so then that's sent through to somewhere to try and get that gap filled.
Definitely. So the Centre for Social Impact are collecting all the data. So there's 20 sites over Australia So, and then all the information, the data is collected through a survey. So the people connectors have an iPad with them. They can sit with the householders at the time, collect that data, or they can leave a survey. And then they collect the data, and then that information should come out around October, and then that's sent off to the federal government to look at what gaps are within the community.
Okay, so it's giving a very good view as to what services are needed in what areas. So currently you're working in Georgetown's one of the areas. How long do you spend in an area?
So it's roughly about 3 months.
Right.
And we try to visit the Lucy and James are the people connectors. They're trying to visit as many homes as possible in that 3 months.
So they're fully trained in all aspects of this meet and greet type thing, and also what services and so forth that they can assist people with.
Definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
So then do you move on then after Georgetown? Do you move to Beaconsfield, or who picks out where you go to?
Okay, so it was looking at the data. So organisations put in a bid to get the program, and then we look at the areas with most need.
Right. Okay, so, obviously Georgetown's been picked out. And I do notice in the latest paperwork that came out currently, we have about 10% of the households in Georgetown are under a government-sponsored house as well. So the numbers are changing considerably through areas, and Georgetown's one of them. But, Chantel, so the major thing that you want to get out to tell people through the area is that you'll be coming to the houses, meet and greet, and then sort of going through what services and what things there are in their life that they may have needs in.
Definitely. So that's what the survey is going to capture. So it's really important to actually either do the survey to actually capture that data as well. But then it's also looking at what are your needs? How can we connect you with what you actually need?
Right. And do the people, like, they wait until somebody knocks on the door, or is there a number that they could ring if they have need to contact somebody sooner or what have you?
Definitely. There's a fridge magnet that they'll leave as well, and there's services on there, Kevin.
Yep, and they've got all the numbers and so forth. So we'll raise 1300 111 400, for instance. So very good. All right. Well, it sounds like something that's going to be well received, I think, by a lot of people around the area. And so keep your eye out for the what's the people's names?
Lucy and James.
Lucy and James from Wellways. They'll be knocking on your door and making themselves known to you. It's worthwhile sitting down and having a talk and having a look at what services are available, and they'll assist you with that. So, thank you very much. And you're a local.
Oh, I am indeed, Kevin.
Yes, nice to see you. I'll say a big hello going out to Ruby. So there you go. Thank you very much, Chantel.